You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Friday afternoon, the ninth day of May 2014. On the phone line, as usual, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Atchison, Kansas. Mike, you sent the hot weather you had last week right to us here this week. Thanks so much.
Well, we're glad to help, Todd, and we're glad to get those planters rolling full-fledged out there in Illinois because USDA says you guys are a little bit behind usual.
Well, I don't think it'll take too long to catch up. Although, you know, they may stay and just stay put and wait at the moment, see whether we can put some rain in the ground, things to cool off, dry out again next week, and away they'll go with soybeans, I suspect. So let's talk about this USDA set of numbers that was released this morning. Maybe we should start with crop production figures for the wheat. What did you find?
Well, the main thing for the wheat was the hard red wheat coming in on a production right around that 745, 748 million production level. That was the big number that the trade was looking at, I think, and as well, they were probably looking at the potential for world wheat in terms of the Ukrainian production, and USDA did indeed take down wheat production for Ukraine to 20 million tons, matching with the USDA ag attaché earlier this week. But going back to the hard red wheat, they were looking for a number close to 740 for winter wheat, for hard red winter wheat, and the expectation for the Kansas crop was very close to the wheat tour number of 260 million bushels. So I think that's probably why you found the wheat as a market that was sold after the report came out, was that they felt like they dialed in a lot of the weather. They didn't know what to do with the Ukraine and Russia, so I think they went ahead and just said, let's go ahead and take some money off the table going into the end of the week. They did see a close in July wheat below 725, and that was the old breakout point. So that's a pretty important little technical area that we don't want to stay below very long.
And some of the other numbers that were released, USDA has an ending stocks number now, what, 1.146 billion for corn for the United States. That's down from its April estimate of 1.331, so dropped back. How'd it do it?
Well, mainly ethanol and exports again, 50 million less on ethanol and more on the exports to 1.9 billion bushels. And this puts into the mindset that I would have, Todd, is this puts into the crosshairs the weather and the importance of this 2014-2015 crop, whether you're talking about corn, whether you're talking about beans or wheat, on a U.S. basis only and U.S. ending stocks only, it is extremely important that we have good weather because USDA is essentially saying don't get nervous about only an 8.4% stocks-to-use ratio in corn now for old crop because we're going to be able to pump up 165 bushel per acre yield on 91.7 million acres, and we're going to bring it back around here to the 1.7 billion bushel carryover. Same with beans. We're going to triple your carryover in beans because we're going to have a great crop in 2014. And wheat, although we're going to be down 10% at this stage of the game, I think the trade is realizing that the row crops could go that way. So weather becomes extremely important. It goes from maybe the third or fourth tier in terms of importance to the first or second tier now. And it's quite the opposite of last year because last year the USDA was having the trade focus on the big U.S. stocks but tight world stocks when it comes to wheat and corn. So this is quite a bit of different role we're playing here from here on out in the May contract, or since the May report's out and as the May contract gets ready to go off the board.
So on the exports, I'm wondering, were you curious about the 1.9 for this year that was followed up by a 1.7 billion bushel export number for next year?
Very much so. I'm so glad you brought that up because this is the rub for 2014-2015, and it goes from the United States to the global market. Because keep in mind, we are a third of the world's production number. We do 350, 340 million tons, and the world produces 940, 950 million tons, roughly speaking. But USDA said today for 2014-2015, we're going to take global wheat production down almost 2.5%. We're going to take global coarse grain production down 1%, yet we're going to take global coarse grain ending stocks up to the fourth biggest since 1995, and we're actually going to bring wheat ending stocks up even though we're going to cut production so much. How did they do that? Well, they took global wheat exports down 6%, which is a huge drop year to year, and they took coarse grain exports down 5.4% year to year. you typically, in my opinion, in my experience, don't see these kind of drops in demand unless you're up at the top end of the price range of the last 5 years. We're getting closer to that in the wheat, but we're a long way from that in the corn. So I really question, and I bet the trade will probably really question, whether these demand cuts in the exports are really going to come to fruition. And even if they do take it, Todd, and accept it, I think that really puts in the mindset now we can play the bull spreads all the way into the midsummer. In other words, let's buy July corn and sell these. Let's buy July beans and sell November because we got super great demand, super tight stocks in the old crop, but USDA is saying we're going to be just fine in the new crop.
Okay, so 1.15, roughly speaking, for the carryout in the old crop corn. New crop, we're at 1.726, but if we add 200 million or take 200 million off and say exports are at 1.9, and I don't know whether you would say that or not, are we down really at about $1.5 billion for the ending stocks for next year?
Yes, and I think you could also say that if the weather doesn't turn out to be just perfect from here on out, because you're talking about almost a 166 yield now nationally. Even if you took acreage up a million acres and you cut yield 2.5 bushels or 3 bushels, you would be right back there at that 1.4, 1.5 carryover.
All right. So what about soybeans then for those numbers released today?
Big thing about the soybeans is USDA is saying, look, we know we're tight. We're tight globally. In fact, the soybean ending stocks, global ending stocks came in at just under 67 million tons. That was actually below the lowest trade guess for the old crop. We're super tight on old crop U.S. stocks, saying the USDA is saying we're going to bring more imports in, we're going to cut crush. I really wonder whether the trade's going to buy this because they haven't so far. So both the U.S. stocks and the global stocks were looking at a huge increase. In fact, the 82.2 global bean ending stocks for next year is the highest on record, and it's almost up 25% from this current year. So I think you got a long way to go here. Now, I am hedging new crop beans because I do think the acres are there, and I think $12 is a good price to hedge, and I can always defend it if we have weather problems. But having said that, this still promotes the idea that if the old crop doesn't want to break and the imports don't come in and the Gulf price doesn't weaken, why would you want to take new crop down that much?
Yeah, so you're suggesting the 130 may not actually be low enough, or if it is, it's because we just don't sell the beans, and we have to go much higher yet for old crop corn or old crop soybeans, right?
Exactly. If the trade buys the 130, that means they're buying into USDA's import scheme and import mindset. Well, that means that we better see the imports and we better see the Gulf price drop as a result of the imports, or the trade's going to say, we're below 130. We're probably closer to 120. Why aren't we at $15.50 or $16 old crop beans? So this report today really makes the May beans especially important as they go off the board on the 14th.
Now, I suppose even if you just use up another 10 million bushel, you're still putting yourself at 320 million for next year, and that's a bigger carryout than we've seen for a while.
Exactly, and by the same token, you take 10 million bushels off from this 130, you're talking about jumps of 75, 80 cents typically, because you're getting down in that 120, 125 level, and that's where you can see substantial jumps with every 10 million bushel reduction.
All right, anything else to add before I let you go?
I think the other thing would be the seasonals. You know, this report today would suggest that the corn seasonal, where we go down from the first week of May to the third week of May, given the big yield and given the technicals that we saw on the close, would suggest that we have the best chance possible here. If the wheat doesn't want to go back up, we have the best chance possible we've had in a while for a correction and a May seasonal break in the corn.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd. Have a good weekend.
You too. That is Mike Zuzulo. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting.